This podcast has been sponsored by DiamondCashIncentives.com. Check out these awesome merchandise we have. Wear my message and let it become yours.
So, TC, since the audience would like to know more about us, TC, you want to start with you?
I think you're gonna start with me. All right. You want to know what I do for a living?
Whatever, just, you know.
All right, so my job title is kind of weird, kind of nasty. I do help the earth, though, so. Basically, I work in the wastewater industry. You can call me an operator, you can call me an engineer. Let's just go engineer, it sounds more fancier. So basically, I help purify the shit water, you know, it's the only way to put it. Yeah, I go poo-poo, it goes to the water, and I got to clean your doo-doo, okay? So, all jokes aside, we're basically at the plant. We purify the feces that go into the water, turn to a certain kind of fertilizer, and we could, they use it for different kind of things, stuff like that. But this allows the flow of the water also to get clean and go into the ocean. It's, honestly, before I worked this job, I thought you just take a dump, TMI, by the way, but you take a dump and just go to the sewer and the Ninja Turtles take care of it. No, the whole process, man. It's, yeah, I never thought myself that I was going to work in this field, but hey, here I'm at. But other than that, you know, I'm just a guy trying to just pay his bills and, you know, I gain here and there, you know, and just trying to relax. Now, but all jokes aside, I'm a pretty laid back guy. I wanted to get into this podcast with Diamond originally because, you know, I always wanted to like talk to people and just help spread knowledge and also learn for myself too. You know, so, yeah.
So I want to go back to when you said about when we, you know, go to the bathroom, when people go to the bathroom, especially when we take the dump, it's a process. Do you know the, like, since you've been working there, what, for the audience, what's the process?
Oh, so you want to know, like, the step-by-step
yes. process?
Okay, so I'm going to put it in terms because there's going to be certain terms you're not going to understand. So basically, we have a section called, let's call it primary. So what we call the feces, we call it sludge. That's a universal term. So the sludge go into this into primary, which you call a next code name. It's so much code names. So it goes into primary, which is also code named the bowling alley. So this is where the all the raw feces, sludge, all that is like consuming and just spinning around in the water. So after that, it gets processed to an area called bar screen. So bar screen basically helps separate the solids from the feces. And sometimes you find some crazy stuff in there. I found, can I say certain things on here? Because it's going to be kind of...
Remember, you should remember, TC, we don't censor in this podcast.
I know, there's children might be in there, but okay, we found them.
Children have already been scarred from this podcast, let me tell you, if that's the case.
So you probably didn't hear me. We found dildos, a dollar bill. I heard
wait,
we this one time.
Wait, you serious?
Okay. The butt plug sitting right there, right? Not here, but at the job. There's a butt plug sitting right there. Next to a Looney Tunes cartoon toy. So you found
all sorts of things.
All sorts of things, and it's crazy because you never think people would flush these things down the toilet. But
how does a butt plug get through the small hole in the drainage system?
That's an industry. Right? But you remember, it's different kinds of toilets. You got like the industry type of toilets that's normally bigger than the household toilet. I'm pretty sure somebody at my job looking at me like, boy, you tell her all the secrets.
people at your job watch this podcast?
I tell them about it. Hopefully they support. know.
Okay. So they could be like, yo, you telling them all the secrets. Well, oh, all right. Hold on. I'm sorry. Are you under contract? That's what I meant to ask. I'm so sorry. Are you under contract?
Oh, I'm not disclosing no names or nothing.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. I'll tell you that off screen.
Okay.
Yeah. You want the company to look at me like, hey, you know, you fucked up, right?
And they'll do it with a big smile on their face, too. They would.
So here's a box. So I grab my stuff.
All right. So, yeah, whatever information that is enclosed.
Yeah,
that
I'm just going to give the very basic because there's a lot more. So basically, it's this area that basically separates the solids from the sludge. So the sludge get processed to the next section that basically low-key cooks it.
Okay.
It spins at a real rapid rate at like top speeds. It gets very warm and cooks. And then it gets to a section that basically they pour a whole bunch of bleach on it. So that's how they purify to clean the sludge and stuff. And this is just the sludge I'm talking about. I'm not even talking about the water yet. So then afterwards, it goes to the next processing unit that turns the sludge into like a powder fertilizer mix. And what they do with it is beyond me, because I don't know, to be honest. But with the water, the whole mission is basically to get the water, I think, 99% purified.
So... Okay, got it. So it's 100, got it. Okay, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, funny thing is, a lot of that stuff, that turns into drinking water. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's worse, the soda introduction that we just did, or the talk about the 99%. The 99% clean water that we have. It's that 1% I'm worried about, my friend. It's that 1%.
So, wait. So 99% of what you're saying is we're drinking toilet water.
No. I ain't saying water. I just said some of the time to drink water. I'm just going to leave it at that. I ain't trying to go that
deep.
You already got me out here sipping, you know, federal information. Okay.
I never thought cancer causing teeth the cake soda would sound so appealing right now. But
it's actually, if you really want to learn about this stuff, it's videos on YouTube, like actual videos that walks you down the process of wastewater operations.
So what can they look up for on YouTube? What they could just look wastewater operations and
you could type in how does wastewater operations work.
Okay.
And you will see videos of little like demonstrations of the process and every single thing that goes on the job. And honestly, you understand what the hell I do every day. Yeah, it's a nasty job. It's not made for everybody because obviously you're working with feces.
Say it again, Nairon.
You're breaking up, Nara.
Say it again, Nairon.
I said, can you hear me?
Yes.
You're time traveling, but we can hear you now.
Oh. No, I'm saying, you know how like people go to the fish market and come home smelling like fish? Like, do you
like that? When I first started the job, yes.
Oh boy.
Because
so what do you do to fix that smell?
Oh well, the reason why I mainly smell like that because I was a temp worker there, so they got me doing more nitty gritty stuff, and that's why I smelled, because I was really like dealing with the sludge and stuff. Now I don't really go hands-on with it. I do grab samples and test the pHs and stuff in the samples, but that's not...
So you're testing the pH, meaning that you're testing the acidity. Now, what happens if the pH is too high?
The lab would deal with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's... Mm. I'm not going to get deep on that. That's all county stuff, so the lab gets in touch with that. I just do the general knowledge of, if I see something don't seem right, like if the pH is too high, I let them know, and they will see for themselves, of course. But I let them know certain things we still gotta know, because it's like, you have to know what you're grabbing. So it's a different job. It's good to know that I am doing a difference, what I can for the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm low key like Captain Planet out here, you know. I'm like that black kid with heart. Yeah. No, that's the Indian kid. Anyway. Yeah, so it's just cool to make, I know I'm doing a little difference. And yeah, people should educate themselves on this, because you should know where your doodle's going to. You know, like everybody does. You know, you ate that nice steak the other day. You want to know where it's going afterwards. You know,
I think that should be the title of this podcast. You should know where your doodoo's going to.
Yeah.
That is an unattractive title. That is an unattractive title.
Think about it this way. Imagine that mean meal you had at dinner with your girlfriend the other day. But yo, I tear that chicken up, yo. I want to make sure it gets home safe. You can see the water slide is going down, you know, the whole Donnie Park adventure is going through. You know, I'm just saying, you know. But all seriousness, it's good to educate yourself on certain things like this, because just knowing the process and like what plumbers go through and stuff like that, it's just good knowledge.
I'm gonna be honest, TC, it sounds like a shitty job.
I mean, he pays. It pays well, though.
It depends what you do.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of levels. Obviously. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm actually working at one of my licenses there.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I hope you guys do right.
I passed 2 classes so far. I have 1 more class left. So.
Okay.
Doing this midnight is a task, but you know.
So, ladies and gentlemen that is watching this, TC is the main reason why we have to do Sundays of this podcast. Is because of schedule, work, everything. Okay.
You're putting my man TC on blast. Look at that.
You know.
Diamond does not like you, TC.
No, I love TC. I love TC.
I tell them that, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's
because I listen to this and church at the same time.
Nah. I love doing the podcast on Sundays. So you gave us a very great reason why we do this podcast on Sundays.
He's right, though. I'm one of the main reasons, because my schedule is very strict. And how my schedule works sometimes, my week can go normal, but let's say 2 people my job call out, and I didn't have enough people to like take over the next shift, I gotta stay for the next shift. So it's a lot of mandatory overtime. Like yesterday, I had to stay for extra 8 hours. Last week, I did 40 hours worth of overtime.
Wow, that paycheck must be looking nice.
Oh, it's nice. My body dead, though, but it was nice.
Thanks. My body's dead, though.
Because a lot of people's out of COVID.
Yeah, bro.
It sucks, but I count my blessings, too, because I have a lot of times it's dry. You be looking at your track like that over time and looking kind of good, you know, but I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm just grateful to be working right now, especially what's going on in the world, and it's crazy. Okay. It's really crazy out here. And I'm just grateful I have time to do this. You know, have something to look forward to every Sunday to record and stuff like that. And
facts. That's why I love it to do on Sundays now. I'm serious. So I'm grateful that we're doing this on Sundays. Or it can be any other day, but I'm grateful that we're really doing this on Sundays. Because Sundays is usually the days, honestly, where I just rest and relax. Now, that's what I have to do. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nyron, talk to the audience.
Nyron,
one, let's get it straight. Well, Nyron is the most unique person on this podcast, thou ask the most millions questions. If you go through ever since Nyron started till now, you'll see that Nyron is the most unique person.
I think that's like a nice way of saying I'm the weird one.
No. One thing I gotta say though, real quick. The amount of crap you say, we can put that t-shirt.
Yo. Yeah. Over here going, tell two couples how's the sex.
No, put that.
I'm sorry. How did you get here, Rich? How did you get here?
No.
You think your parents held hands and prayed to the stork?
Diamond. You need to get a dad hat and just put that on there. How's the sex? People, that's a conversation starter.
That is a conversation starter.
Come up in the room, they read you how house of sex. Yes, how is the sex? Yesterday, I tried anal. Huh?
Like, it could either bring couples together or tear them apart. Like, imagine you walking in the street with that hat on, you look in that direction, and the girl just gives you a nod like, no, no. That's the end of the relationship. That's the end of the relationship.
And then when it came to Roshni, the one from France, do not get me started. You are very unique, my friend. You are a wild card on this podcast.
I'm still waiting for her to hit me up. I haven't gotten anything.
So as you can see, he is not shy of what he thinks. He is Kramer from Seinfeld, not the racist part. He is Kramer. Okay. He said it was on his mind.
Okay. Man, what else did you do? What is it that you did not do?
Well, I mean, if you want to know about these things, you gotta ask. I couldn't have been the only one wondering how the sex was, and I couldn't have been the only one that thought that Roshni was gorgeous on the podcast. You know what I mean? I'm just stepping my game up. That's all I'm doing.
There was that was the only thing that you did, Nyron. Come on.
The point your girl have a clothesline you yet?
It's a prize. I mean, have there been a couple of scrapes and bruises? Sure. But you know, was it worth it? Absolutely.
Man,
that's a man of culture. That's all I want to say. You know what he wants. Okay.
And then after our audience came at you for eating on one of the podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Man's got to eat. I have no shame in my game. That food was delicious.
Hold on, Diamond. Let's not forget about last week. When this man pop up a camera, it's like damn pet man in his room.
We have Shadi Bra. We have a motivational speaker in the room. You know, and next thing you know,
that's just a testament to how great of a motivational speaker she is, because that bird came flying through like, yes, Shadi Bra. I believe in you. You make me want to fly. Yeah. That's what Sade Burrell brought to the podcast.
For the audience, he had two birds he had?
Yeah. Nubo and Kubo.
Flying around the room like he's like Jumanji.
Yo.
You know? And I know our host looked at us like, bro, what we got? What's going on today?
every time when it comes to Nyron, no. Our guest would be like, whoa.
No, because Nyron would sit so still and stern, just listening. He's just like, yeah. Okay. Bird going back and forth. I'm just looking at him like, yo, what's going on? I'm going to say something.
I love my birds. My birds love me. They love the podcast, and they like Sade Burrell.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Birds and seeds, all
right? Right, yo, shout out to Sade Burrell, man. Yo, she killed it on the podcast. Seriously,
yes,
she did.
But back to Nyron and about himself.
All right.
Well, as you can tell, Nyron loves birds. who am I? Well, I'm not too sure if I can talk about the new role that I got this year in a lot of detail. But what I will say is that I am an analyst for the city of New York. I'm not even going to talk about the department. I'm just an analyst for the city of New York. I'm still getting my feet wet with that. Prior to that, I was a paralegal for S&P Global throughout the pandemic. I worked from home. I was responsible for updating contracts. I was also a driver for statewide Ambulette. And as a driver for statewide Ambulette, You take a van, you pick up veterans, usually older veterans and disabled veterans from their homes and take them to the different veteran hospitals that we have throughout the state of New York, throughout the city of New York, in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx. The only veteran hospital that isn't in the city of New York is in Staten Island. Staten Island doesn't have any veteran-assisted hospitals. But yeah, I'm an analyst for the city of New York. I was driving, taking care of veterans, and I was working from home with S&P Global. I wouldn't even call myself a writer, but I recently started getting into writing. I had a couple of ideas in my head, and I'm putting them on paper. I'm a bibliophile. I love to read. My Amazon Kindle is second only to my Nintendo Switch as the thing that I always have in my hands. I'm a panoramic.
Huh? I still need to play you in Nintendo.
You do. I'll bust your ass. But that's besides the point. That's besides the point.
Play me in PlayStation, then we talking. Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, Rich, not everybody's a big baller, all right? I can't sit there and get a Switch and then a PlayStation. I'm not in that economic stratosphere.
Go ahead.
As I said before, I'm a bibliophile. I don't want to get too much into politics either, because I don't know where everybody stands on one political side of the aisle or another, but I am a Pan-Africanist. Mm-hmm. And essentially what a Pan-Africanist is somebody that takes a look at everybody that comes from the African continent that looks like you and I. And we kind of see everybody that comes from that place, whether you were born there or not, as one. We're all part of the same family. We're all connected to the continent just based on how we look alone. You know, even if we weren't born there, that those African genes stuck with us throughout all of history. And I think it's one of the bridges that'll bring us all together one day and hopefully improves our situation on a global scale. And last but not least, I'm teaching myself Spanish and Swahili. So I would say I'm intermediate when it comes to Spanish. I'm conversationally fluent. And in terms of Swahili, I'm a complete novice. So I'm only learning basic words. But hopefully one day I can bring it all together and travel the world with the linguistic skills that I've acquired for myself.
Quick question. How are you teaching yourself? Are you using like a Duolingo or?
Oh, well, for Spanish, that Spanish is a whole lot easier than Swahili. So because I already have a pretty solid foundation, I'm at the point where I could read Spanish novels and stories and news articles, and that speeds up my learning process. I'm also watching Spanish TV series on Netflix and using Spanish subtitles. That also helps get your brain acclimated to learning a new language. And the woman that I'm seeing, I'm actually teaching her Spanish as well, which helps me learn Spanish even better, because as I'm showing her the foundation on how to speak Spanish, I have to make sure I know what I'm talking about. So it just reinforces all of the tools that I have. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell. Oh, sadly, I'm a Jet fan. I don't know if you guys love sports, but if you follow the New York Jets, you know why I'm saying sadly I'm a Jet fan. They're terrible. I'm a hockey fan. I love the New York Islanders. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Laker fan, a Knick fan. I know we don't really talk about sports too much on here, but if you know anything about those teams, I am not in a good position on any of them. So I haven't seen sports in like a good year and a half. It's been terrible.
I will say this, guys, if you're fans of sports, talk your shit to Nyron, challenge him.
Okay. Yeah, because that last podcast when you was talking to my man's the comedian, my boy
I know who you're talking about. Homeboy,
yeah. Homeboy, yeah, that's my brother. Yeah. And I was talking smack in sports.
How do you like the Jets?
Huh?
How do you like the Jets?
I was a foolish young child. That's what happened. So what happened was, in the very late 90s, because I'm that old and I could say the late 90s, I was in the store with my father, and we were just online, just waiting in the store, and there's this guy right behind us, and I must have been maybe 8 or 9. The guy comes to me and he goes, "Hey, man, are you a Giant fan or a Jet fan?" Right? And I thought about it. I wasn't really into football at that point. And I thought about it. What sounds cooler to me, a big, huge Giant or flying Jets? And I said, you know what? I'm a Jet fan. And I've been paying for it ever since. I've been paying for that decision ever since. Because the moment I got into football, the Jets have sucked ass. They've been terrible. I could talk all day long about the Mark Sanchez butt fumble, about all the times we missed out on great opportunities. All I'll say is this. I remember one time I was repping my team really hard, and this shows loyalty. I was repping my team really hard. We were in Times Square, me and a group of friends. And this guy from across the street goes, "Yo, you're a Jet fan?" I said, "Yeah, I love the Jets." He goes, "Why don't you go home, get drunk, and make more bad decisions?" So
that's so savage, yo.
In front of all my friends. So not to let you know about the state of the New York Jets, but I'll ride till I die. I'm a loyalist.
You're loyal.
I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Like that girl. You're loyal. On the boyfriend ship. You say, you know what? He makes me happy.
Right. I'm at that point now where if I'm with somebody and I care about them, I wouldn't even have them watch Jet games with me because I think of that as like abuse. You know what I mean? I feel that's abuse.
For $15, so I told you that was you.
It's just like when you were a Knicks fan, they were like, "Oh, go home and make bad decisions."
Right. Yeah. Basically. Yeah. But yeah, that's me in a nutshell. Oh, last but certainly not least, especially pertaining to what we're doing here, I'm a huge podcast listener. I have about 30, 40 podcasts that I listen to throughout the month. Half of them are Spanish now because I'm teaching myself Spanish. But in terms of the Black podcast that I like to listen to The Nod. They talk about the cultural nuances of the Black diaspora in the United States. The Nod, I listen to the Dante Nero podcast. He's a comedian and he's like, he mansplains how to treat women. It's hilarious. It's also a little sexist, but it's hilarious. Dante Nero, LeVar Burton reads, for those of you who are too young to know who LeVar Burton was.
Oh, I know
who
you talk about.
At one point, he had this show called Reading Rainbow, and he still reads stories through his podcast. And I like the Joe Rogan Experience and stuff, but yeah, that's who I am in a nutshell.
I got two questions for you, Nyron.
All right.
Give advice to the listeners. What can they do to learn another language? And talk more about the person of how unique you are in this podcast. Like, did you grow up, you know, whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll talk about being unique first. The thing is, I don't necessarily know if I'm unique, but it's one of those things where you are who you are and the world will respond to you accordingly. So if I'm unique, it's just because this is who I am. And I'm not going to really, and if who you are naturally is just what the world is going to tell you you are. So if we're all walking down the street and we all see this beautiful painting, maybe if there's six of us, five out of the six might see it the exact same way, but I might not, you know what I mean? Like everybody else might see a beautiful flower and I might see like the metaphor for the opening of the orifice of a vagina. You get what I'm saying? So like, that's sort of like what makes me sort of unique. I am who I am, you know, that doesn't change.
So, so you are Simon, like the American Idol of this podcast, you're saying?
I'm not anybody. I'm not comparable to anybody. I love comedy and I think that sort of influences my personality. I love to laugh. I love making other people's laugh. I think laughter is a natural drug that God gave us to make the world a better place. And my mind is always geared towards finding that drug, finding that little ping, that little laughter to you know, make the food taste better when you're laughing. Sad situation doesn't seem as sad when you're laughing. Right. I mean, how many times were could you find yourself in a situation where you're devastated, tears rolling down your face, and you think of something funny, and that situation doesn't necessarily seem as bad. You know what I mean? Like, a perfect example for me was in 2020, I lost a dog. Not lost, the dog died. And the dog was 17 years old. Passed. And yeah, it hurt a lot. It really did. But I was the only one in my family that was kind of devastated. Everybody else was just like, oh, well, you know, it's Maxie's time to go.
They don't even name dog property. They say that's dog. They're heartless when it comes to that. But
My family isn't heartless. They just don't see. I didn't even expect to feel the way I did about the dog. But I fast forward 2 years later, and everybody's talking about Maxine, and they were making fun of me because I was like holding the dog, and the dog was like dead, and it was like they were laughing at me. But in that moment, when I thought about Maxine, I didn't feel sad. I saw what they saw about how funny it was and how ridiculous it looked, and it made me feel better about the situation. And I think
medicine.
Yeah, it was. It is. So I think that sort of influences my behavior sometimes.
But also and, with you, sorry to cut you off. I think also with you, I think it's just you very confident.
Yeah.
I guess.
You know, as much titles we give you, like the wild card, you the Simon.
Yeah.
It's you, you know who you are, you're confident, and you carry that with stride, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's something that people could actually look up to you for, you know?
I mean, I'm also 6'2". They could look up to me that way as well, you know?
Take it away, Donna.
Here we go. Here we go.
No, okay. Listen. If you're not laughing, you're crying, and you got to be a Jet. If you're a Jet fan, you got to have a sense of humor, or else you're not going to make it as a Jet fan. You know, you're just not.
But Jets have bad decisions, though, right?
Jets. Jets is an acronym for Jesus End the Season. That's what it stands for. Just end the season.
Suicide every year. That's
every year. But yeah, that's what makes me unique. I think laughter is a fundamental basis of it. Knowledge, just having an understanding of history. And if you love to read and you love to learn, the more you know, the more of an individual, unique perspective you can have on things that other people might not. You know what I mean? So the more you embrace who you are, if that is loving sports or, you know, comedy or history or whatever it is that you're into, the more you delve into that, the more unique you will seem to the rest of the world. That's my theory.
Okay.
And in regards to learning another language, I mean, I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I would say I'm intermediate. And I think the tools that you need, you have to have a burning passion to learn it, right? Because there are going to be days where you're not going to want to learn. There are going to be days where you're just mentally exhausted and you can't learn another thing. And then when you face those challenges, you got to break down what it is that you're doing it for. And if it's just not, and if you break it down to its most fundamental, to the most fundamental, I can't even think of the right word. If you just break it down to its purest form, if that reason for why you're learning a language isn't because I have a passion for learning it, then it's easy to be dissuaded and it's easy to lose your enthusiasm and it's easy to lose the building blocks that you took to get to where you were in the language in the first place. So for me, for example, the reason why I wanted to learn Spanish is because, you know, my mother's Panamanian, and on that side of the family, everybody speaks Spanish. And I always wanted to learn. So growing up, my mother, you know, would play like soap operas and stuff. And sometimes I would sit there and look and watch, but I could never really speak it. The only thing I could do is imitate the way that they spoke with the fluency and like rolling of the R's and stuff, but I was never there. And, you know, my grandmother is someone who I love dearly, and she speaks Spanish better than she does English. And it's something I wanted to pass down to my kids. I want my kids to eventually be bilingual. So those are some of the reasons why I wanted to learn Spanish. So on the days where I'm studying and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I'm done. I think to why I wanted to do it in the first place, and I think of what I want the future to be for my offspring, and that gets me back on track to learning.
Absolutely. Okay. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Definitely.
Also, you know, if you learn Spanish as a tall black man like myself, you know,
here we go.
All those mommies, they'd be like, "Ay, papi chulo, you also habla de español?" I'd be like, yeah, man, you know, venga acá, you know what I mean? But that's a whole other topic for another day.
So you saying you're the ones that most, like, I'm not going to get into it. Like, oh, when the woman says, I want a guy that's 6'3", got to be athletic. I'm not going to get into all that, but next.
Well, you mean like the ridiculous perfect ideals that women have? Listen. Me being 6'2", that was all, I had no control over that. You know what I mean? Hell, my IQ, my intelligence, I still had no control over that. I just know I like Spanish. That's what I know. In terms of the other language, Kiswahili, the reason why I want to learn that is because I'm a Pan-Africanist, and I know that I sat down one day like 2-3 years ago, and I said, okay, what's the most most common language on the continent? And when I did my research, the fastest growing and the most spoken language in Africa is Swahili. And that's the only reason why I wanted to learn it in the first place. So once I learned that, I said, okay, as a Pan-Africanist, if I want to connect to the continent, this language is the way I'm going to do it. And that's my why for learning Swahili.
Is Swahili throughout all Africa or mainly just northern
parts? No, it's mainly in eastern, central, and parts of southern Africa. Okay. It's a Bantu language, meaning that it's an African language. It's a Bantu language with Arabic influences. Okay. You know? But that's why I want to learn Swahili. And you know, after that, there is no other language I could see myself wanting to learn. What I'm saying? Huh?
Japanese.
No. After Spanish, I think that's the last European language I want to learn. And any other language outside of Swahili, it has to have some sort of African influence to it. You know what I mean?
You can always do, for the West Indian part, it's Creole.
Definitely. Creole. You have like African language. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Korean. So yeah. I would like to learn European language also. African.
Here's a question, DC. Why European, right? Why European?
Because when I go to different countries, I can understand what they're saying, right? So like let's say you're in the workforce and someone is speaking a different language to someone else. That person could be talking about you, and you don't know that. That person can talk about you because that person knows that you don't talk their language. That's one reason why. Mm-hmm. Another reason why is because of something like, you know, if I want to learn how to speak Spanish. I would like to, you know, if I go to Mexico or somewhere in, you know, in Latin America, I know what they're talking about. So I know the language and we are communicating. We understand the communication round. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And plus, it's very important to learn different languages.
Yeah. Even if you can't, like, speak it fluently, just to know the base words, basically, and stuff like that.
Yeah. See, the thing for me is, so I sat down one day. I sat down, like, it was around the same time where I decided that Swahili, after I mastered Spanish, Swahili is the next language I'm going to try to tackle. So I sat there, and I know my history, and I know my place in the United States and in the Western world. And I sat there, and I thought, my middle and last names are European. My first name was sort of European influenced.
Okay.
The religion I follow the reason I followed is because of you know, it's through European influence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first words that came out of my mouth is European. The clothes I wear are European. Like, everything about me is European outside of what I look like.
Okay, Nairon, you're about to open a whole nother conversation that is very. I'm telling you, yes, it is true. It is yes, the clothes we wear is European. The language we speak is European. Yes, English is not the original language that we speak. Yes, absolutely correct. You know what? Go ahead. Speak.
But then I questioned and I thought, outside of the way I look, what about me is African? Because even though in the Black community we have our own spin on these European influences, from the way we speak to, you know, the way we even follow the Christian faith or the Muslim faith or the Jewish faith. You know, if you're Black, you have your own twist on it. But I could honestly look at myself and say, there's nothing about me outside of the way that I look that was African.
And that's what.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And that's what led me to want to learn Swahili, because at the very least, I could say that's my connection to the continent. Even if I never set foot there, I know that we're connected through language.
So another thing, since you want to bring up this topic, is this is a whole different, this is a whole another podcast you want to talk. This is a whole nother topic, but also our last names are not African descended. It's European, but that's a whole another different. That's a whole different subject. So yeah.
Sure, that could be our next episode for next week.
Yeah, actually, we do have a Pan-African coming in February for Black History Month. Where
perfect timing. Okay.
That really is perfect timing.
Yeah.
So, we're not playing no games this year. This podcast is gonna grow, definitely. So, anything else, TC? Nairon, before we get to, I know I have to talk about myself.
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think. That's my philosophy. Those are the reasons why I am who I am. Those are the reasons why I'm learning the languages that I'm learning. I work for the city. That's it, man. That's all I got.
Okay.
I want to say one thing for the listeners. This won't be the last time you hear, like, see an episode like this, because we want to get more, like, more connected to you guys. So,
yep.
You guys do get a chance, leave a comment, and we'd be happy to reply and answer your questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for that, TC.
No problem.
So, my name is Diamond Cash, but, of course, if you hear Nairon say the word rich, even if you go to the real estate podcast, when my guy Luis, which is he's a real estate guy, when he called me rich, I was like, okay now. But yeah, that's rich is my name. If those of you that do not know, so for the audience, if y'all like who's rich, that's me. That's really my name. Yes. So I am a entrepreneur. I work in the film industry. I work in the locations department. The locations department are the ones that are location scouts that helps the directors and the producers make the film. We find locations. We find locations, like, whether, you know, if a director, the producer wants a house or a warehouse or something like that. And of course it's located in New York, but I've worked in Jersey. I worked in Connecticut. I've worked, of course, New York City, Long Island. My next goal is I want to work in Georgia.
because that's where it's busy at in the film and TV worlds.
So
that's what I do now, for those of you that don't know. And of course, I have, you know, a clothing line, diamondcastincentives.com, motivational shirts and water bottles and everything. So other thing that nobody knows about is I also, of course, I'm a podcaster, but on other words, what I do is I do motivational speaking. Sometimes, not all the time. I'm still in training, but my next goal is doing courses. So that's what nobody don't knows about me. So yeah, the word Diamond Cash. So I get this a lot, like the word Diamond Cash. Why? It is a very unisex name. When someone gets the name Diamond Cash, they think of like a rapper or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So I could have changed my name. I've thought about changing the name to Double R, but I was like, nah.
It's like a meal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the reason why
let me get that Big Mac and a Double R.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe a side of fries.
This sounds greasy.
And I used to be a battle rapper like years ago, but I stopped being. Yeah, I used to be a battle rapper. That was like years
ago. That makes sense why you're such a hype man. That makes sense. Okay.
I guess I didn't take off, huh? So now you're doing podcasts? That's what happened?
No, yo, shut up, Nyron. Nah, it's the reason why, when it comes to battle rapping, why I just did it. When I did battle rapping, I didn't take it serious. I was just doing it for fun. I did poetry. I'm also a spoken word artist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I also didn't name myself Diamond Cash. It was my junior high school best friends that named me Diamond Cash, and I kept it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the origin story of Diamond Cash.
Yeah. That's the origin is I was in junior high school, and when I was in math class, my two friends was like, yo, you don't got a nickname now. We got to get a nickname. Let's go. And we had, like mad names. They had mad names for me. We're just gonna call you R. Nah, that ain't good. So they just kept going through names, and then it was like, you know what, we're gonna call you Diamond Cash. Yeah, that's good. We're gonna get the money and the bags and everything or whatever. For of course, back then it was about, you know, money, power, respect and all that, and the famous words of Nyron, money ain't a thing and all that.
Money ain't a thing.
So I flipped it, the word Diamond Cash. And the reason why I wanted to keep it is because it's all about wealth, your mindset, and then like positive energy and everything. That's why I kept the name Diamond Cash. So when someone that is a professional working for, you know, working like governments, you know, if I'm speaking there, or if like if I'm doing a podcast on this, and people be like, what's his name, Diamond Cash, a rapper? But then when you see it, you be like, a name like this, and he's doing such positive things, why would you name yourself Diamond Cash? Because it's a wealthy name. It's a royal name. It's a royal name. It's
confidence who's out of this boy.
I'm just sitting. No, I'm serious. Like, you know what they say? It's like a Queen Elizabeth. It's like a Queen Elizabeth name. You feel like Diamond Cash. Oh, you royal. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Has popped up like
you hear me?
All right.
That's what the name Diamond Cash means. Wealthy, royal, everything. I'm the head and not the tail. You feel me? And I will lend to many nations.
I was trying to think of a joke at that moment when you said that. I was actually trying to think of a funny joke. I can't. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's that's who I am, everyone. So
I like that. That's cool. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I like how you switch up the cash part into like wealth meaning, not just as physical money, but as knowledge, you know.
Facts.
Unearned experience. And I could see diamond being shining bright like a diamond. That's what all of us want to be. You know, so
shine bright. Okay, like
I see you. I see you.
Diamonds are forever.
All right, we got a little piano going on here.
All right. It is. So yeah, that's me, you know. Any questions? If not, then we'll take it to the next topic. Let's take it to the next topic. Huh?
We good for time?
Of course we're good on time. Yeah, we're letting it flow. So let's you know what I like? Whoever's listened to this, right? This is what I would like to know. And for, you know, Nyron, TC, we would like to know also. What would you like to see more on this podcast? That's what I want to know. So how can they do this? They can go to either Apple Podcasts, write a review, or they can go to the Diamond Cash Incentives page, and there's a page called Contact Me. Or they can go to the page. They can go to the Instagram page, DC Incentives number 4, and you can tell us what would you like to see more.
We go to
on this podcast, on the podcast, huh?
We go to the then description of the episode too.
Yes. You know what? Scratch all that, what I'm saying. Well, what the audience can do, the listeners, go to the comments section on YouTube and write down what would you like to see more in this podcast. And you can be honest. Be honest. What would you like to see more? Write it in the YouTube comments or the comments that you see. So yeah. Please give us a favor on that. Do us a favor on that, please, when you're listening to this right now. Please.
Also, write it on Instagram. I believe, do Spotify have a comment section?
Do they?
I know Apple's more for reviews than comments.
Yeah. Apple's more like reviews than comments. But I would say go on YouTube. Yeah. YouTube,
Instagram, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All on Instagram.
We should also look into making a Twitter.
We do have a Twitter account, but I barely go on Twitter. I it's called DC Incentive 6. Honestly speaking, I barely go on it. If y'all want to go on it, it's up to y'all. I can give y'all the account.
All
right.
Okay. Yeah.
I also think we need to make a TikTok. TikTok.
I don't even know anything about TikTok.
I just watch it, but I never made a video.
TikTok right now is the number one social media. Right now. That's number one.
That's how you make TikTok, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's cool. That's
I don't know. I think that might be the first social media platform where I could honestly say is beyond my years. I think I might be too old for TikTok. I'm not going to lie. I might be.
Nah, you ain't too old for anything. Nah.
What is Snapchat?
I tried it way back in 2013. No. I have one, and I deleted it in 2014. So that's it.
TikTok is still alive.
So Snapchat is more. I did post something on Snapchat yesterday. Snapchat is more of a like a personal reasons. Like I post stuff on Snapchat for personal use, not for business, because I think Snapchat is more like you're friends with like people that who you're friends with or who you're following.
Okay, so it's like the Facebook
can see. Yeah, it's like it's pretty much like people who can see you. It's not the public seeing you. It's pretty much only your friends watching your story. That's it.
Okay.
That's about Snapchat. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Yeah, I only use it for personal use.
So yeah, I hope the audience, I really want you guys to leave comments because I really like to hear what you guys got to say. It could be topics you want us to talk about, or how you can make fun of us, or tell Nairam he still need to get drippy. I don't know, you know?
Right? He needs to get soaked and wet.
And see, I'm not saying that.
See, the moment I learn Spanish, there's going to be a lot of soaking and wetting. That's all I'm saying. That's
hey,
all.
There we go. but if so, actually, pause. I would say pause this video right now or the audio and write a review. It only takes like a few seconds and then play this clip again. You know, that'll really help us out. Yeah. Mm. We just need feedback from this podcast for us to grow. So yeah.
Cuz if we don't know what you guys want, we won't be able to grow to do better for you guys. So
yes.
Personally for me, what I would want to see from this podcast is just more consistency. You know what I mean? Like even if we don't have a guest, the fact that all three of us know each other really well, we're friends and we can get on like this, I think that'll just help enthrall our audience to come back, you know? So that's all I want. I don't think there's anything that needs to be added.
So I'm gonna be honest to our audience, right? So we was kicking it with Sade Burrell after the show. That was time, right? And Sade Burrell was like, yo, I think y'all should do this every week. And she's not the only one that said that. Like, there were a lot of people that said we should do this podcast every week consistently. And the thing about doing it every week, we can do it. It can be tiring, though, because, you know, when we, you know, we have our 9-to-5s the next day, and then after... we have to focus on other things. We can get it done though, but we can do this.
I think we should be doing more. Yes, we won't have guests, and we have a lot of guests coming up.
But I think a lot of guests coming up. Woo! Yes,
we need to do more episodes like this because I think it adds a little bit more personality to this podcast as well. Because imagine the whole time you listen to this podcast and when you sit down and think about it, it's like, hey, don't just see black dudes. They just see black dudes. Who are they? You know, so I think it's just good to show our chemistry out there. And like Nara said, you know, we get along well, and the audience should see that. And there may be certain things they may want our views on, you know, not just somebody else. They may want to know, like, what you think about the vegetarian KFC chicken? You know,
wait, is there really vegan KFC chicken?
Yeah, you heard about that, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's a real thing. They make vegan chicken at KFC. That sounds like a trap, but hey, if you want to talk about it, we can. I'm not eating.
Run as fast as you can.
Don't eat KFC, okay? But anyway, you know. I mean, I say that could be a sponsor. Sorry, KFC. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, so I just like to see more of us just chatting it up and yeah, just get the chemistry going.
Word. Definitely. You know? Okay. So,
sorry to cut you off again. I do agree with Nairon. Consistency is still key. You know? So
you guys will be seeing more the podcast on this So every week, we usually do it every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks on, you know, like every month. But if y'all want to see, actually for our audience, listeners, if you want to see us every week, please leave that in a review or just leave that in the comment section on YouTube or anywhere. Mm-hmm. And we can do it. Just let us know. So yeah. Let's move to the next thing. So let's talk about 2022 goals, right? And we're about to break down some things before 2022 goals. So let's see. Nyron, let's start with you. All right. You want to start? So, even though it looked like he multitasking. So,
I'm looking up the news article for the KFC vegan. I've never heard that.
You want me to? I can send that to you.
So, Nyron, what's your goals for 2022?
Well, as I said before, I'm an intermediate Spanish learner. I want to be fluent by the end of 22. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest goals. Like I said before, I also got this new role at the job. I want to be able to, you know, make it a year at the job. I want to maintain this job and see where I can take it. I mean, it's a city job, great benefits, decent pay. I really couldn't ask for anything more as an economic foundation. I want to finish the short story that I'm working on. Again, it's going to be only like 10, 15 pages, maybe 20 at the most. But I was working on it since December, and it was January, and it should be done by now, but I've been procrastinating on it, so I want to finish that. I want to lose 50 pounds. I'm about 240. I want to get back down to 190. So that's another one of my goals. I have some savings goals, but I'm not going to put my financial business out there on the streets. But I got some saving goals that I wanna keep. Also, I do have several stocks. Like, I've invested in Amazon stock. I've invested in some real estate stock, stuff like that. I want to either increase the amount that I put in terms of investing, just to have my money grow even a little bit. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, and continuing with the theme of economics, the last thing I want to do is have a side business. And I say side business, I'm talking about an asset that will garner me some extra income. So whether that's through vending machines or through real estate, I want to take the money that I do have and start playing around with that, so that by the time I'm like 35 or something, I could actually say I have two stable incomes. One from X, Y, and Z, and one from my job, whatever that is at the time.
So, let's do a mindset thing real quick. Let's help the audience out real quick. So this is the reason why we're doing this, right? Now, everything for what you said, Nyron. Let's break this down. First thing, what's your goal for 2022? Nyron. All right, so all right, so here we go.
Sorry. I have to go back to the past. I forgot something in the past. I have to time travel.
Well, your ass is still sitting here for me.
So all right, so let's go to All right. So there's a reason. Okay, so let me go back to it. Let's go to what we was talking about. Let's break it down. There's a reason why we're doing this. 2022 goals. First thing, what would you like to do this year? What do you want to do? What are you going to execute, right? I'm sorry. What are you accomplishing this year?
Me?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I just said it.
Yeah. No. Say it again. There's a reason why I'm doing this.
All right. So repeat the question one more time.
What are you accomplishing this year?
I'm accomplishing Spanish fluency.
How are you going to do that?
With the consistency. With the consistency of the patterns I've already established for myself, that includes reading Spanish articles, listening to Spanish podcasts, teaching other people Spanish. All those things help me improve every single month.
So what's the time frame you're going to, out of your day, that you are going to do
Spanish? Well, that's interesting. So I usually learn new things on my way to work. I usually learn new things coming from work. And I usually spend some of my weekend time taking Spanish articles, reading them aloud in Spanish to make sure that the words sound natural and fluent when I speak.
Got it. Okay. So you're gonna master it, right?
I'm gonna master Spanish this year.
Okay. Sure. So let's go on the next one. The next goal.
All right. Losing 50 pounds. That's an easy one.
How are you going to? It's easy, really.
In terms of figuring out how to do it, I mean, I've been doing it since I started this job for the city. So I have an LA Fitness pass. I work out every time I travel to work. I bring my gym bag with me and I go to work. When I come home, my gym bag is already in the trunk. The LA Fitness that I go to is 5 minutes away from the train station that I go to. I go there, I work out, I run 2 to 3 miles every time I do it. I play basketball on the weekends. I'm lifting weights at home. That's the hardest thing for that is eating healthy. But yeah. My favorite food is sushi, and that's relatively healthy, so I'm good with that.
So you will have to cut things out of your diet in order to lose
My soda intake has got to go down because, you know, I love my soda.
Talked about soda. That's crazy part. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. It's just the unhealthy foods that I eat. Cutting out the Chinese food. I love yummy taco. I got to cut out yummy taco.
Yuck. Go ahead. Yuck.
You know, IHOP. I don't know if you know. I love IHOP and I go there often. You know what I mean? So I got to cut that out. Well, at least that if I want to be healthy.
At IHOP, you could get the egg white omelet instead of the
pretty much. Yeah.
Oh man, no. When I go to IHOP, listen. When I go to IHOP, I'm all about the protein. I get myself a good big T-bone steak and eggs. That's me.
Good.
Right. Okay. Delicious. Bad for my heart. Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. All right. Continue. Okay.
Red meat is good blood also. So.
But I already have the foundations. Last year, I lost 30 pounds, and then I gained it all back. So I know I can do it. It's just about establishing consistency.
Did you gain it back because of COVID?
I'm asthmatic. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure I shared this with the audience before. I'm asthmatic, and I had a little bit of an asthma episode, and I stopped being active. But I still kept with my bad habits. That's the one thing that was consistent. The eating unhealthy, the laying around, and like gained all the way back that I lost in the span of about 4 or 5 months.
So, okay, you're asthmatic, right? And mm-hmm. you want to cut from eating out. So now we got that into place. Let's say life happens and you haven't been consistent. What would you do from that point? What would you do?
I think that's a great question you ask. And the reason why I say that is because I just stated that I gained it all back last year. And because I know why I gained it back, because I had a combination of my asthma attack and my bad habits, I know that once I start losing the weight again, to keep it off, I just got to refrain from the things that let me gain it back last year. I'm just learning from my failures. You know, weight loss is an up and down journey, and I've had some really good months and I've had some really bad months. The key is to make sure that all of my months are consistently the same, making sure my lifestyle habits are consistently the same. So I take oatmeal with me when I go to work, and I use that to replace the delicious halal food that you can find anywhere in the city. Eggs have been my best friend. Soft-boiled eggs are really healthy, low in calories, high in protein, especially when you start lifting weights. Fruits, more vegetables. The basic things that you need, you already know about. You just got to really implement them. And it's about slowly imbuing it into your own lifestyle. So.
Okay, so that's good.
Do you take any kind of vitamins or natural remedies like
black seed? No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I this might sound a little messed up, but I think that's really like for older people. You know what I mean? Like 50 and up. I think that's when they start to develop the habits of looking for vitamins and things to supplement whatever it is that they may lack. But you know, I'm 30 years old. I'm still a relatively young person, so. I'm just going to go with what I eat, change what I eat, and increase my workouts. And I think that'll take care of my problem.
By the way, I did forgot to mention this. We are all 30 years old. Well, I'm 29. I'm going to be 30 this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, TC is 30 also. So.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Such misery.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing that, you know, we turn it 30. But so all right, so you with that, what else would you like to break down for our listeners?
The economic stuff I don't want to break down too much because that requires me to talk about my finances, and I don't want to talk about that. But I will say, in terms of the new job that I have, and I guess this will be great advice for anybody who's starting a new job, be a diligent note taker. Take all the notes you can. Take your work home with you. Just don't think that because your job starts at 9 and ends at 5, that after 5, if you're behind on something, I'm just going to leave it for tomorrow. Because it'll snowball. It'll snowball into something that becomes a problem, and then you become a problem employee. So
a delay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I'm taking my work home with me, learning about what it means to be an analyst for the city, taking pride in what I do. This is the first time in a long time where my degree matches up with the position that I wanted, and the position that I wanted can turn into a career. And that's beautiful. So I'm really appreciating the position that I find myself today. And I will talk a little bit about the goals for starting a business. Sometimes it's best to talk about what it is that you want in terms of generating independent income out of your main job. And I say all that to say, like, for us starting like the vending machine thing. So for the audience that doesn't really know, Rich and myself and a couple other people were talking about investing in a vending machine. And I don't necessarily know if I would have had the confidence to just do that on my own. It's a new territory.
Hold on. I wasn't invited to this conversation.
So here's the thing, right? So we was deciding either and this is the reason why partnerships are important, right? Putting your money together instead of like a single. So we was either thinking about vending machines or Airbnb. So yeah, but yeah. TC.
But to make.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I really don't mean to interrupt. No, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Nairo. Go ahead.
Yeah. But to make a long story short, I'm just bringing that up as an example of like it's something small. It's something that, you know, if it's a loss, it won't hurt us all that much. But it's something new, and it could turn into something where. It could turn into a significant economic income asset for all of us. And, you know, that's something that I really want to see happen this year.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I would say to our listeners is that make sure if you're going to do that for what Nairon was talking about, make sure you do it with someone that you trust. It can be a friend, family member, someone that you see long term, that you can build a passive income with. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. TC, you want to go or you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go. So normally I don't normally have new resolutions. I normally just have goals just to be a better version of myself every
year. Same here. Same thing.
I always go do about life. But I'll go do what I want to go do right now. Right now I want to focus back on my health. As some people may not know, I have a few chronic conditions. That's a long story by itself. But I want to just make sure I'm in tip-top healthy shape. So I'm trying to just make sure I go to the gym on a consistent basis that works with my schedule at the moment, which is 3 times a week. And I'm about to go to the gym after this podcast. I want to eat better even. I already cut out red meat out of my life. I want to focus more on protein, which I need to do, and eat more fruits to get in the habit of that. That's what my health. So at work.
Let's break it down now. Let's break it down now, TC.
As I mentioned before, I'm working on my license in wastewater. So right now, I just got to do my laboratory class and then take the state tests to get my 1A license or 2A. One of the two, but it's a license. So that could afford me to get more money with the company I work for. Also, too, help me get a job in New York City, because right now I work for the county in Long Island, which is in New York.
Mm.
But this could help me get a state job, but also, too, if I want to leave New York, it also gets me a chance to work for different cities in different states.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I'm aiming for right now, and I'm planning to get that done with everything. Hopefully around by April.
Dope.
And one thing I'm still focusing on, I'm a big advocate for mental health, especially with Black men.
Absolutely.
So I'm still going to focus on my mental health, going to therapy still, making that more consistent. It slowed down. I'm at a good place in my life right now. Some people may know I battle with depression. I'm in a better place right now. But I definitely say, people, if you're going through certain things and you don't know who to turn to, maybe look for therapy. I know it's a weird place because it's hard to explain. It's different. But it works. But that's up to us to find out. So I'm going to focus back on that. And just be more selfless. And what I mean by that, I realize with myself, I sacrifice a lot for people and usually leave myself in last place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind being the person that helps everybody else, but I can't always leave myself hanging also. Because at the end of the day, I still got to do what I got to do.
Yep.
So that doesn't mean I want to buy the most luxurious items. Like, I'm going to buy my G-Star jeans. No, I just want to treat myself better. And also, too, even though COVID is happening, I still want to travel, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
I was just trying. So my goal this year is just to be more healthy, treat myself better, and also more money, of course.
How are you going to do that?
Right now, with what I just told you, take care of these classes and stuff like that. I want my 9-to-5, like similar to Nyron, to turn into a career. Because I have kids and stuff, you know, I just want things good, you know.
Consistent income, yes.
Basically, side projects. I did mention before I was going to stream Roblox. A lot of things happen. That's one day I'm working on myself too, not to talk out of certain things for myself. I have this great idea, but then I tell myself like, that's not gonna work out. And deep down inside, it's like, why it's not gonna work out? What makes me so different from anybody else? You know, that person, like you, for example, Diamond. You woke up one day, you just say, "Come on, make a podcast." You did it. So what makes me so different from you? You know, so I need to focus on stuff like that. So it's a lot of mindset, a lot of mental stuff I gotta work on, and just overall being a better person for myself, you know? So.
Yep. That's yep. Like the there you go.
And. There you go. I know you're looking for somewhere to move to.
All right, so just say you want to have your own place, you know.
Have my own place, okay.
All right, so let's break it down. Let's break it down now for the audience. Let's break it down. How do you plan to have your own place? Let's break it down now.
Well, right now I'm going through the New York lottery system.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, New York is one hell of a expensive place to live in.
Facts.
Yeah, so the New York lottery system basically have these apartments, luxury apartments, too, in all parts of the boroughs. And if your wages matches the certain, it's hard to explain. Like, if you make $20,000 to $150,000, you qualify. And the amount of money you make is about the amount of money you pay for rent. Mm. So, for example, let's say, let's throw a number, you make $20,000 a year. Your rent could be $380 a month.
Yep.
But you mean you'll be actually be able to have an affordable space based on how much you earn? What a foreign concept, right? What a foreign concept in the real estate market.
And the thing is, it's a luxury apartment. It's like, not just luxury meaning your apartment is nice, but it comes with all these amenities, parking, a gym. Some of them have a farmer's market that's going to be in the building and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so... I'm definitely
but the truth is, honestly, if you work, you should be able to find a place to live. It upsets me that we all work and we all struggle for that. Like, we all went through the chains. We went to school. Mm-hmm. We got our jobs. We work real hard. And for whatever reason, that's a continue to
that's
teach
the whole other podcast.
All the time. I see you work so hard at the end of the day, you're still scraping at the end of the barrel, you know?
That's the trap.
More educated than our parents were at the same time, and yet we're the ones. You know what? That's Go ahead.
We can make an episode on that. But basically also, too, is rent stabilized, which is good. So let's say you eventually make more money. Your rent don't really increase that much. You know how sometimes certain leases, like they want to raise it to $600 more? So let's say you're making $20,000 and now you're making $43,000.
They do that because of the value went up and the and taxes went up.
But which is bound to happen.
Yeah. So I'm glad you said that, right? So not to cut you off, but let's really think about this for a second, right? Let's help people out. Let's help each other out. Yeah. So every time when the value goes up, and when taxes go up and inflation is bound to happen, we have to ask ourselves, how can we make more money then? You feel me? Yeah. So you have to find, and this is the reason why we say, when people say seven streams of income, or when, you know, Apple has like 24 streams of revenue or something like that. This is why having multiple streams of income is very necessary. It's a need. So continue. Yeah, continue.
And it's very true what you're saying, because it's hard to survive on just a paycheck for your job.
Absolutely.
You're gonna need multiple incomes. Like, Nyron, for example, has stocks and stuff like that. I got a few stocks. I haven't been focusing much on it. Right now, I'm actually looking at NFTs. That's a whole different ball game.
Yep.
But I definitely agree. It's hard already. I encourage people, first, find a hobby, something that you enjoy, but also too, if you can make money out of it, it's even better, because now you do something you love and make money out of it. Yep. So for example, if you like talking to people and driving, do Uber on the side. Mm-hmm. You make money doing something that you like. So the money you make from your 9-to-5 and stuff like that, that could go straight in your savings, whatever the case is, or whatever you want to invest into, you know? So anyway, back to the main thing. It's just trying to just level myself up, and yeah, hopefully if I move out this year, that'd be good. If not, I'm still grateful to be at home and save money. So it's like,
all right, yeah. Let's go. All right, yeah. So that's good. So all right, so let's say if that plan doesn't happen, what's alternative? What's alternative to look for a place?
Alternative. I always thought about moving out of the state,
mm-hmm.
to where I have a few locations, maybe Texas, maybe North Carolina. Okay. I have family in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, New York is my place still. There's money to be made. And the thing is, a lot of people say, just move and get a job and stuff. People have to remember, one, the pay is not the same. Yes, the cost of living is cheaper. But guess what? You're just doing a Uno reverse card to yourself and you're in the same situation.
Definitely the pay is not the same as, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
So this is why I'm doing 10 plans ahead just in case one mess up. That's why I'm just aiming for my license still. So
there you go.
I can get New York money and follow me.
There you go.
Also, just backup plans. I mean, I want to be in wastewater no more at some point. I might find something else. But
mm-hmm.
I always had that option, and that's what I'm trying to do, just build a bunch of options just in case, because life could be very unpredictable, and the rug could be pulled underneath your feet at any time, and you had to be ready to get back up and keep on going. So
yep.
This is why I'm just trying to do multiple things that can help me later on in life. Like right now, also, too, I forgot to mention, I also do IT classes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yes. IT courses on Coursera online, you know, so it's Google certified. So I'm doing that as well. And I should be finished with that around April as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's.
Hey, you're more busy. Yeah. I'm tired.
So, everyone, this is the reason why.
Yeah,
he is the most busiest person on this podcast.
And nobody want to talk to me about vending machines, I see, huh? You think I'm going to let that go? Come on, I hop with each other then.
We're going to talk. We're going to let TC, we're going to talk.
TC.
Okay, so off podcast, we're going to talk.
I'm going to put a Pop-Tart in a vending machine and make a bill out of it. Like,
I'm telling you, we're going to talk, TC. We're going to talk.
I'm troubled. You see people, I'm troubled. This is why.
So is there anything else, TC, before we have to get to me?
All I could say, this is one that I would say to the audience. Work hard but never feel pressured. And don't let anybody.
Okay.
Don't let anybody make you feel pressured doing anything. You do things that is the best of your ability. Not saying don't push yourself. Do push yourself, because you do have to test yourself at your limits.
Yep.
But sometimes when we put too much things on top of ourselves, sometimes we fumble. So if you have something in mind that you want to work towards, I usually say, and some people will say I'm more slow paced, whatever, it's just true. I'd rather take my time, finish one task, and hop onto the next, because I know for myself I'm not a juggler. I can't be juggling like Juju the Clown, you know, so I just made the name up. But I find it easier just to focus what you want to do first and to tackle the next objective. I find a lot of people want to throw a lot of things at themselves, and then when things don't work out, they get mad and it's like, why didn't work out? Maybe your focus wasn't really there because you try to do 101 things. In 30 days. You know? Just remember, you're doing things for yourself, not for anybody else.
Exactly. Just like the guy from 19B said. He said, no one is not going to give you shit.
That's true. Never mind. But, yeah. That's probably one of the best advice he could give in that episode.
Because nobody's not gonna give you shit. Yeah.
True. Because I hear this a lot. When things don't go that way, people say, "Oh, I'm doing it by myself and stuff." It's just like, baby girl, you're gonna do it by yourself regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody owes you nothing.
Yep.
Don't think because you living in this world, you owned by something. No. No, it doesn't work like that. You're not 2 years old no more.
Yep.
Yeah, do you have to, So I just say that. Just try to do your best. Don't. Just do it because nobody's going to do it for you. Just know you want to do, take your time, and just. Yeah, that's really it, you know?
Definitely. Okay. So. So, Nyron, what else you looking up?
Well, I'm looking at this website called PanAfricanAlliance.com.
And, so, all right, you can stop there because when we the next guest we have for Black History Month, I want you to put that there.
That, oh, great thing.
Yeah, that, yeah. The
vegetarian chicken nuggets from KFC. I put it in the chat.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's move on.
Okay.
All right. So my goal for 2022, I have about like 5 books I need to finish. I'm so serious. My goal is to finish these books. How do I plan to do it? I read every day as a morning routine. Before I go to work, if I don't have time to do that, I do it after work, or I do it on my break time. But I read like you know every chapter a day, so that's how I plan to finish these books. So that's my first goal.
Okay.
Second goal is I need to have streams of income. My first streams of income is my job, of course. That's my main streams of income. My second stream, no, I'm lying. Okay, it's Diamond Cash incentives and my job. It accumulates, you know, it's like a balance of streams of income. So my third stream of income is the stock market.
Okay.
I am studying the stock market very heavy, and dividend stock is really my next streams of income. So my fourth streams of income is my side hustle, videography, but I don't really do it that much. One of my goals this year is to have a fifth stream of income. That's my goal. I gotta have a fifth, and it gotta be passive too. So why I gotta passive? Have a. It has to be passive. It's because I can be able. It's like a different. So the reason why I gotta be passive is because it gotta be something where I can look at my bank account and I'm like. My money just increase while I'm just laying down in my bed. So it has to be passive. It has to be passive.
I have an idea for you, actually. You mentioned this earlier. You say you want to do more motivational speaking and stuff like that and make courses.
Make courses. That definitely. So that's what I mean as my fifth stream of income. But I got to learn how can I execute this.
There's different kind of ways you could go about it. We could go through the social media route, like do Instagram stories or even TikTok.
Absolutely. You can
talk about daily. You can do this daily, just giving out certain tips in life. So, you know, you could talk about health tips or mental health tips, because people's eating stuff up more and more just because of what we're going through in life. Mm-hmm. So that could be some kind of income, you know, because I hear TikTok pays.
Absolutely. Yeah, TikTok does pay. What else? Yeah, I mean, social media does pay, but you got to have, you know what? Fifth stream of income could be
with us, this podcast. So for the audience, in order for YouTube, okay, so Anchor, let's talk, so Anchor, they give us pennies, which is nothing. It's not even a source of income. So what we need to do in order to get another source of passive income on this pod, so we need a source of income for this podcast. So how do we do it? We need more listeners, we need sponsorships, and we need advertisements. Yeah. So once we get that, that can be another source of income for us. So for the ones that's listening, please help us out. That way we can
just share the content.
So that would be another passive income for all three of us.
Yeah.
For this podcast. So if we do it, it would be more, you know, appreciative. Not only for it's more appreciated for us, but it's going to be helping our audience out, and you as a listener. So yeah, another thing is my next goal is trademark. I gotta get that's behind. I'm not going to get into all that, but there's one trademark I gotta do. It's already in the works, but I gotta get it registered.
Or is this something completely separate?
No, with the Diamond Cash incentives. There's one word of trademark. I'm not going to say it. One word of trademark. That one word that I have to trademark. So, yeah, that's my next goal.
Okay, I got you.
And for those of you that don't know, actually, I do have someone that's going to talk about copyright and trademarks in the work. That's gonna come this year. You know, that lawyer's helping me out, you know, register this trademark. But you know, a trademark, it's very important to trademark your stuff.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money. But it's very important. So how do I trademark myself to break it down, right? So what I did was I got a lawyer because I don't have time to do it myself. Plus, if I do it myself, it might fail. The trademark might fail. So I got a lawyer I paid a lawyer to trademark the words to help me out register the words to trademark it. So yeah.
Oh, so it's kind of like LegalZoom you went through.
You can say that, but LegalZoom, no. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So that's what I did. So that's to, you know, break it down. So yeah. And also time, like I gotta focus more on time, right? One thing what I've learned, right, about time. Even though we do have the same hours. So it's like this, right? If I had money, listen, if I really had, I'm talking about money, I would honestly, I understand why rich and wealthy people pay for like a housekeeper or someone to clean or pay someone just to clean their house, do their laundry. I understand why. Because that is something to get that is something that they don't have to
worry about.
Because they're paying someone else to do it for them. It's really the same thing as like a chef, right? You pay a chef because I don't have time to cook. You know, this is what some rich and wealthy people do. It's because they don't have time to do that. It's not because they're like, oh, they're bougie, they can do this. No, it's because they don't have as much time to like, okay, when I get home, then after that, you know, I got to cook, I got to clean, I got to
do laundry. I hear you, Rich. I really do.
Hold on, Nyron. This is when I said when you have money, okay? So this is what I mean as I understand what what rich and wealthy people, some of them do. But go ahead, Nyron.
No, I was going to say, I wouldn't even think that far ahead yet. Let's focus on like getting the wealth first and then figuring out what we do with our housekeeping.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. But I'm just saying that as a scenario, as in time is essence.
Right? Okay.
I want to say that as a you know, time is, you know,
precious.
Yeah, I think you are high Alfred. That's to say, bro, like you're not Alfred ready yet.
I'm not Alfred ready yet. You're not. But I'm just saying that as a like, all right, this is why you need to really get with your time and do a time frame and execute on your goals. Because we all have the same, you know, same time, 24 hours every day. So yeah, definitely doing that. And and there's, you know, there's some personal stuff, but I really honestly don't want to, like,
of course, of
bring
course.
It out there.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for me. So yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's perfect because we're about to hit the 2-hour mark on this.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So since we're about to hit the 2-hour mark, because two hours is our max. So is there anything else for our audience before we get off?
Share this, please. We're all poor and we live in New York.
You know what?
I am not poor. I am not poor. I am rich.
Well, you know what? I won't speak for rich. I won't speak to
I am royal. I lend to many nations. I lend to many nations.
Diamond Cash is rich and clearly is not paying us a proper wage for this podcast.
Here we go.
So clearly, if you like this, share and subscribe. Well, we don't have anything to subscribe to. Just share it. It helps increase our audience and it helps us create content more geared to what you want to listen to. Because right now, this is just guesswork. If you don't like a podcast that's 2 hours, if you only like a podcast that's 1 hour, maybe you don't like everything we talked about, we won't know unless you participate as an audience. So please help us out.
Very true.
Yeah, Nyron basically said it the most. Yeah. That's really good. Please give us feedback. Because without that, we would never know what we're doing wrong.
So, facts. Yep. All right, so that hits our 2-hour mark. So let's get this going. This podcast is gonna grow. I know it. It's definitely gonna grow, y'all. So let's get it going. That's the end of the episode, huh?
I like this episode. It's fun. It's a fun episode.
Definitely. Yeah. So Nyron and TC, how can they follow you? How can they reach you?
Follow me through the DC Incentives podcast. That's how you follow me. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can find me here. My Instagram, is looking so sus. It's just one photo. Me and Disney just holding a backpack. You can barely see me in the picture. Like, I think so.
Okay. All right, so there you go. So y'all can follow me. I would say my personal social media is Diamond Cash Rich on Instagram. Instagram, the business page, DC and Census 4. Well, that's our page. So yeah, number 4. If you want to reach out to us, our email is DCIncentives4@gmail.com, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, check out the website diamondcashincentives.com, and there you have it.
Yes.
All right, y'all, that's pretty much it. That's another for the history books. All right, y'all, we out.
Later, guys.
See you.